نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد المهدي الجند والكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وهادي الفضل والمرض. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي وصحابه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد،
The status of a mu'min, of a believer, the person of faith, his status is such that the message that his iman is giving to him, that message, day and night he should think over it and he should make effort on it and he should try. Because the biggest message of iman, the invitation that iman gives to a person is this, that this dunya is a temporary thing, a temporary place. It's just for a period of time and it's not something to benefit from forever. And the most important thing for an individual is the hereafter. And for this reason, the dunya, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, is the biggest deception, deceit. That this deceit in the mind of a person, that the dunya doesn't let this deception come out of the mind of a person, the glow, the glitter, the shine of the dunya. This big message, which is the biggest message for every person of iman, it keeps it hidden. The dunya hides this message from the mu'min. And the person who is a mu'min, who is faithful, his status is such that in the morning before he gets out of his bed, then he should discuss and talk to his Rabb, his Lord, and he should say this, that, oh my Mawla, my Creator, I'm so grateful that you have allowed me to wake up with iman. Food, drink, wealth and money, everything you have kept to yourself, whatever is in my lot, and the objective you've given me to another lease of life, the objective and the purpose, and that purpose for me to prepare for my hereafter, all day long, Allah, allow me to practice on that purpose. With this niyyah, you should start your life in the morning. And then according to that, start your day. So the deception, what is that? The glow of this dunya, the glitter, the sparkle, the shine, that is what demotes a person. And it hides this message, this purpose. And all other concerns and worries, shaitan injects waswasa into your mind. Where will you eat from? Where will you drink from? Where are you going to get clothes from? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? So we should have so much yaqeen and belief in our Rabb that the needs for the dunya, definitely He will give. But thinking this, that through this effort, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives to me will be enough for me. And that is how much was in my destiny, and one should be happy on that and satisfied with that. There's no need to be distressed ongoing, nor through your distress and sorrow can a man increase his wealth or his success in the dunya. It cannot be. Cannot be. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has assigned to your destiny, Allah Ta'ala has written, recorded for that insan, the amount he's going to get. Great dua of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that your yaqeen, your certainty, so much you should absorb it and penetrate into your heart. Beautiful dua. That in your heart, the yaqeen, it should be absorbed. It should penetrate your heart. That whatever Allah Ta'ala has recorded in my destiny, definitely it will come to me. What a great dua. What a great dua. Make your yaqeen like this. Develop your faith like this. What we need to see is that to Allah, in Allah's eyes, what is valuable? What is valuable with regards to the Akhirah? And that's what we should run after. That's what we should work hard for. Because Allah says, I won't give it to you without you working hard. Allah says, I've not promised to you that you won't just get it like that. You have to try it. Allah will tell you the amal, the action. He will show you the path, the way, what is it you need to do. But He won't just give it like that. He will give it at that time when the human being does something, acts. And Allah is so Rahim. Allah says, when you move, then I'll run towards you. Allah says, Subhanallah. Allah says, all you have to do is move a little bit. You're sitting down, you make niyyah. Oh, it would be good if today I went to dhikr as well. That's all you need to do, Allah says. The rest, leave it to me, Allah says. Leave it to me. Looking after your children, looking after your wife is my task. Allah says, see how I make your affairs easy for you, Allah says. But we're scared of thinking. If we start thinking, oh, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, oh, why am I thinking about deen? I'm going to lose out. No, no, no. Where even a little bit of thought comes. This is Allah giving you tawfiq, enabling you, giving you the capability. We think tawfiq is, He'll pick us out, give us the car, the angels will come, Jibreel will come, welcome us, knock on our window, come, it's time to go to masjid, come, go pray salah. This is not tawfiq. Tawfiq is what Allah Ta'ala instills into your heart, a small ray, a small thought. Yes, that's, then you should consider tawfiq has arrived. Don't go beyond that and expect from Allah. Allah says, the rest is my promise. You need to move a little bit. You need to act a little bit. Allah says, then see what I do for you. Then I won't just take you there. Rather, I'll make you my wali and my friend and then send you back from that place. So this is such a majlis where you have arrived to, this gathering. So what we need to see is that we need to spend our time on the right things. There was another hadith the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, that the dunya in the world, Allah says, I'm giving ni'mas, gifts, treasures to the insan, to the human being. I'm giving to those who believe me, to the people who don't. Someone's getting kingdom, leadership. Someone asks for a son, he gets a son. Someone asks for a daughter, he gets a daughter. Someone asks for money, wealth, he gets wealth. Everyone in the dunya is running around enjoying. Allah says, I give to everybody. And everyone's enjoying this and that. And I made this today, I earned this much today. My son has become this, I've got this house, and my business had this much turnover from morning till night, trade and money. The sun doesn't even rise. I think the sun rises after. We start beforehand, 24 hours, dunya, dunya. Without dunya, we don't feel like talking about nothing else apart from dunya. Salam, dua. Oh, let's say salam to him. Ki Allah, how are you? Tell me, how's your business today? What's happening? What did you do in the village? Did you sell that land in your village? Yeah? Have you sold it? Have you made money? How many days have you got left in your life? Oh, madman, think about that. Yeah? How many janazas we've prayed? How many janazas we've gone to? Ajeeb intazam Allah has made. Here we're praying janazah, and there there's an announcement. Quickly, quickly, those who are free from janazah, there's a nikah taking place somewhere else. There's a dunya. Allah's calling you here, back to Him, and there Allah Ta'ala is making a new couple. This is dunya. It's flowing. And here, just now, there's a janazah that we prayed recently, and here we're sitting, Mulana Sahib is reciting the nikah. Yani, what a contrast, what a warning for a human being. Somebody's departing crying and somebody's coming smiling so that they can create offspring. So what's this a sign that Allah Ta'ala is showing to us regularly in one place? Same sitting, same place. But we don't get, we're not free from talking. Tell me your house, your shop, what's happening? We're sat here, we're thinking about Pakistan. You got this property asset, fighting, quarreling. Oh, servant of Allah, Allah has not given you life for this reason. Allah hasn't given you life for this reason. We are millions of times grateful Allah has delivered us to this majlis where we talk about reality of life. Subhanallah. Because today we're living in this generation. They even now do nothing in this generation we're living in now. Yeah, let's talk on the lowest level, but it's the highest level of discussion. Don't do nothing at all. Don't do nothing all week long. Just do one action at least. Then 1 week, sit in a majlis once a week where you hear such good discussion. At least do that. Yeah, no one's telling you to do it. Just make intention. At least sit there for a little while, once a week in the gathering. If you do this, oh man, then inshallah you will accrue the luggage for bakhshish, forgiveness. But we don't even think about that. There's no conditions. No one's saying force you pray tahajjud, salah, extra namaz. Don't do nothing. Whilst you're walking, wandering, you're eating, oh, there's a man sitting there. He's talking about something. Okay, go and sit with him and just listen to his words. Listen, maybe, alhamdulillah, Allah is Rahim, He's merciful. Maybe He'll instill into your heart a point of mercy and you will learn Jannah from that. Subhanallah, whilst you are maybe going towards Jahannam and Allah Ta'ala lets you free from there. Very valuable. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who tells us, Sadiq Mastuq, honest beyond honest. Everything he said from his blessed mouth was honesty. He said, Allah Ta'ala gives so many ni'mas to everybody in the world. Somebody's giving this, somebody's giving this, someone's giving big ni'mas and high ni'mas. And look, someone's got a kingdom, somebody's got a nice car, nice house. These are all Allah's ni'mas. Allah's gifts. Allah says, leave those things, leave all those things. You don't even know, Allah says, that the greatest ni'mah, who do I give to the greatest gift in the world? Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Why? Because you don't consider it an ni'mah. You don't define it as an ni'mah. But Allah says, me, your Lord, the Creator, knows that the best ni'mah, the best treasure, the greatest gift is what that I give to a person. Alas, do you know? At this moment in time, the whole dunya, people got functions and events, mubarak to that person. I congratulate you right now. I congratulate you from Allah. There's a warning. From Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's news announcement. That's why I'm congratulating you that we are not capable. You may most certainly are, but I'm not. I'm sinful. I'm drowned in the sins. Such a great gift and treasure Allah has given. Now that Allah is announcing the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is announcing that's been defined as the greatest name of Allah. So congratulations. In Zakaria Masjid, this gathering, and in that majlis, those who are joining online in this gathering, or personally, individually, all of those people are included in this majlis. Allah Ta'ala, He's selling, announcing this majlis, the greatest gift that whoever's included and joined this gathering right now, this majlis, Allah says, you have got the greatest name. I'm not saying this. Allah says, if you want to see right now, then Allah says, I'll tell you who I'm ever giving the greatest gift to go to Masjid Zakaria and that majlis after Maghrib, those who are seated, and those who are joined in the gathering, the whole world, women and men, online, because that's our system. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that you have to have a passport for this gathering. No, Allah says that I remove all the distances and obstacles. When Allah's zikr starts, there's no walls, no barriers, no buildings. Wherever, whoever's sitting, woman, man, sisters, brothers, everyone's joined in with this gathering, including, it becomes one majlis, zikrullah in the whole world. One majlis right at this moment in time. And I'm talking from hadith, I'm telling you this. So why am I congratulating you? Allah says there's no greater majlis than this at this moment in time in this world. There's no greater luckiest person, no greater individual. Because your Rabb, your Lord is saying that the greatest name I'm giving to you right now that no one else in the world is attaining. Nobody else is attaining. What is that ni'mah? That I'm giving him the tawfiq to do my dhikr. Subhanallah. I'm giving him the capacity to recite my name. This is the greatest ni'mah. Our Creator said this. Why? But Allah, I could be a king. Allah could have a big car, an expensive car. Allah, they're big things as well. What's zikr compared to them, Allah? These great assets of the dunya. But this is the deception. Ask a child. Ask a child that if you put toys or things in front of a child, put something that's glowing and shining and sparkling and lights coming from it and put a valuable, expensive thing. What thing will the child pick up? He'll pick up the glowing, sparkling, shining thing. The child will say, no, this is good. I want this, the child will say. And he won't like that thing maybe that's valuable or precious or a jewel. He doesn't know it's precious. It's a jewel, the child. He will like that thing that's glowing, sparkling, lights coming out of it, flashing. He says, I want this, I want this. His father saying, no, don't take this. This will break after a while. He says, no, I want this, dad. The child says that, isn't it? And that's what we are. We are like kids. Allah says, forget the kingdom. That's for a few days. And the grave will become soil. Your shops will become dust. And your young age will fly away. And your houses will crumble to dust. Either you'll take them with you in the grave. Yes, your ministry, your MP put in your pocket, and the registry, the land registry put in your pocket, so your house is useful to you in the grave. Even the kameez that you're wearing will be taken off when you die. Your turban will be taken off. Inside your vest will be taken off. Your underwear will be taken off. You'll be made naked, that you have nothing to take from this dunya when you pass away. Nothing are you allowed to take from this dunya. Nothing from this dunya. That's the name of the kapre, the clothes that they cover your satar. Otherwise Allah says, in the coffin, in your coffin libas, you don't need that because you're naked. Allah says, send him naked. And you'll go into the grave, there'll be serpents and spiders and scorpions. That's what you don't need clothes for that. That this is our asal. This is the deception and the deceit of the world I'm explaining to you. So will the worldly material things not be a waste that we have ran all our life, this house and that house, and murder him, kill him, beat him, steal from him, lie to him and cheat him. All life we've wasted our time. We've attained nothing. And on the other side, what's on the other side? Allah. One says Subhanallah, and in paradise the tree is planted for you. Subhanallah. Tree is planted. Soon as you die, Subhanallah, that tree immediately you will attain in paradise. Where 100 years the the horse, if it gallops under the shade of that tree, the shade will not end. So is Zikr greater, or is the kingdom of this world greater? Tell me. That's why even the biggest kings, they left their kingdoms when they understood, when they came towards Allah, they realized it's a waste. Because Ibn Adam rahmatullah said, I'm a king, but this kingdom of mine is a waste. Ibrahim bin Adam said, I won't get nothing of this. He said, I should act on those things on that time. And as soon as I die, I will get the best and I'll get the most. He said, I should do that. Do you understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? So this is the reality of life we need to understand. Thoughts, the brainy person, wisdom person, intellectual, who recognizes right and left, that he knows what's beneficial and waste. Otherwise, we're worse than kids. We're worse than kids. We don't even know what to think about during the day. So such a great ni'mah Allah has given to us, the dhikr of Allah, the greatest treasure in the world. Nothing can compare. How valuable in the eyes of Allah is dhikr Allah. How valuable and precious, so valuable. Allah says that I have created a jamaat of angels, Allah says. Special select angels. Look how many billions of angels there are. And Allah selected a group of angels. Allah calls them, selects them. Allah says that I'm giving you a task. To the select, high, elite group of angels. Allah says, I'm giving you a special duty. Allah addresses the angels. The angels say, yes, Allah, we're present. Tell us. Allah says, your job is you spread out in the dunya. Allah says, go wide and then you have nothing else to do. No other job. Go in the alleyways and streets and look and seek and search for what? Look and search that where's my majlis of dhikr taking place, Allah says. Majlis of dhikr, two types of dhikr. One is individually sitting and doing dhikr. One is majlis, gathering of dhikr. The dhikr in the majlis has a high, high value, just like sitting in a group. A majlis, assembly. Think, you haven't come here to waste time today. You haven't wasted petrol, you haven't wasted your time, but what are you earning? Think about that right now. What are you earning? And how big a loser that person will be in the hereafter, who for the sake of this dunya, he shunned this majlis today, for the sake of sleep, for the sake of dunya. Allah will say, my raham, I was saying to you, that in Zakari Masjid the majlis, that morning and evening angels descend to witness that gathering. Yes, and they don't just come for Thursday night, the more you go and attend that majlis every day, the same emotions and feelings will be there. The same. Every day in the majlis. So brothers, sir, the angels are sent. Allah sends the jamaat of angels in the world. Go and look, seek, spread out. That thing is looked for. Remember, you always search for something that's precious. Remember this point. That you only search for, send a search party out for something that you can't find. Like in the desert, go and look for water. Why does a search party look for water? Because it's not easy to find water. So Allah knew that there'll be very few people in the world who will sit and remember me. What a great value right now, your people on your head has great value. This is sadqa of this darvish, my Sheikh Hazrat Sahib. Alhamdulillah, the walis of Allah, how they give the color. How could we dare even sit and assemble in this majid of dhikr? And that is Naqshbandi dhikr. High class dhikr. The highest grade of dhikr. Dhikr khafi in the heart. The best form of dhikr. According to the sunnah, wearing imama in the sunnah, you're doing dhikrullah in the heart. This is a glorious status that a Muslim can have. This is not normal. One is normal dhikr, but there's no sunnah in the gathering. Then there's dhikr and there's bid'ah innovation. Then there's dhikr, they don't have a sanad, a chain to Rasulullah. But here we have Nur ala Nur. Hazrat Ali Murtaza, my Sheikh, he's given us Nur. And there's dhikr. On top of dhikr is khalis, is pure, with the chain back to Abu Bakr Sadiq. Dhikr khafi in the heart. And 100% in the form of libas, this beard, imama, and white attire, white libas. Subhanallah. If this is not rahmah, tell me what it is. Now, do you want to get this, or do you want the house and wives in the world and children and dunya? Tell me. Compare. Are you awake now? What you want in the dunya? Allah says He'll give to you what you get in your destiny. Wife is in your destiny. Children in your destiny. Son is in your destiny. That's written. You don't have to do nothing. You'll get what's written. That's there. Guaranteed was written. Whatever you're going to get, you're going to get. When you're going to get it, Allah knows best when you're going to get it. Allah says, keep on asking, whatever I give to you, I'll give when I feel I've given it to you. Keep on asking, but I'll give when I want to. I've written it. But this rahmah, this ni'mah, in the whole of Bolton, Allah selected you and seated you down there. Allah has made you servant of Allah and an ashik, a lover of Rasulullah, Allah seated you here in this gathering. And people say, I'm an ashik, ashik. If you want to find an ashik, Allah says, I'll tell you, look at all these people in this gathering, they're ashikin. They're lovers. Allah says, these are hadith, I'm not speaking from my own words. For those people who the angels are descending, Allah sent a jamaat of angels to go and find those people, Allah says. Fine. So what do the angels say? Come on, come on. Allah's given us a task. Let's look. They fly around the world. Where do they find? There's gatherings of music, dancing, lyres, fraudsters. Thousands of gatherings in the world today. And even gatherings in the masjid. There's Khanqah gatherings as well right now. There's madrasas, thousands of different types of gatherings here, there and everywhere. But khalis, pure. The dhikr gathering, the majlis that Allah is talking about, for whom the angels are sent out into the world. That's one. Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. No second action there. No second action can occur apart from Allah's name that's being recited. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. That's it. That's called dhikr gathering, pure. So the angels, they fly around seeking, searching. We can't find anyone. Where should we go? The whole dunya, they can't see anyone. Suddenly, one angel shouted, oh, look, these people. Oh, and they'll suddenly glance. Zakaria Masjid, they sat down, a few people. Then they'll shout out. Now, this is a hadith tafsir, I'm telling you. Pick up the hadith, the kitab of hadith, and read. The angels say, oh, dhikr. They'll be so happy, mad with love. Come, come, come. Come, come, quickly, 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 come, quickly. The angels, when they announce it, far and wide, their voice goes. Remember this. When we say, salam alaikum, who are we saying salam to? To the angels. The angel hears the salam, and he gives the answer to the salam, but we don't have the power, we can hear his reply. Yeah, remember this hadith. They all hear this, the angels. Yes, do you think he's writing? When you speak, the angels are recording what you're saying. Don't think they can't hear whatever you're saying and doing. And in your heart, that, for example, you're doing tawbah, you're repenting, your heart, you're thinking, I want to do dhikr, I should. They're recording everything with the fadl of Allah, with Allah's permission. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the gathering, a person sitting, and whilst he's sitting, he becomes jannati. Whilst he's sitting, his sins are forgiven. How? Person like me, sinful. But what's the announcement the angel makes? Allah says, this majlis is so beloved for me now that the angels are looking for the gathering, they're seeking, the jamaat of angels are looking. Any sinful, the most sinful of a person who comes to this gathering, Allah says, I've forgiven him also. What else do we need? Tell me, he's not praying salah, he doesn't do anything, he's a gangster, he's a bandit. By mistake, he stumbles on the gathering. By mistake, with Allah's rahman, that means. With Allah's rahman, Allah seated him, Allah brings him to the gathering. When he leaves the gathering, may Allah not give him death, because even if he gives him death, then subhanAllah, straight he will go into paradise, straight, without any ticket, easily into the grave he'll go. No questioning, no fikr, no worry about his sins. Because that's how beloved is this majlis to Allah Ta'ala. So the angel announces, come, come, friends, come, colleagues, colleagues. Angel says, who? He's found something. Someone runs from America, another angel from Saudi. All the angels will clamor, come together. Where they're coming? To Zakaria Masjid. The angels, they're coming to look at you. SubhanAllah, understand your value. There's no value of any human being. The value, the price tag, is the more you're closer to Allah, the higher your price tag. Remember this. So you're sat on a straw mat. I saw my Sheikh Hazrat Sahab sitting on a straw mat. And the straw mat was torn with holes. And he had a broken fan in his hand, and they'd be blowing that fan. Amazing. But close to Allah, what was his maqam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. You cannot imagine how great was his maqam. Status, such a great maqam, for whom when he would raise his hands to do dua for anyone, immediately Allah would accept that dua. Immediately. I saw this live with my Shaykh. So beloved are those walis of Allah, so beloved to Allah, that the value when a human being's price tag is made from what? From the qurb, the nearness to Allah. The more you're closer to Allah, the closer you get to Allah, your price tag in the world increases, you become valuable. SubhanAllah. So how valuable you've become. If you're outside in the world, no one cares for you. No one asks. But when you sat in the majlis, angels are running towards you. Sinful people like us, they're coming to see our faces. That you just did something else in the world. But when you come to the majlis, so valuable you come, the angels looking at you. Oh, he's mashallah. This person sitting here, mashallah, he's pious. They're coming. They're doing dua for you, for your forgiveness. They're writing your name in their books, because they have to go back to Allah and give the report. He hasn't prayed Salah Fajr. He hasn't done anything good today. He hasn't done any pious deed. He's gossiping all day. And he came to this majlis and his value became high. Yeah, but he's done the deed that Allah wanted. So when the angel calls out, shuts out, quick, quick, angels, angels, come. In the one hadith, they said, so many angels assemble around that gathering. Within minutes, the whole world between the heavens and the earth is filled with the angels around that gathering. If only Allah gave us the eyesight, we could see it right now. I'm not telling you gallan gossip. This is not jackanory. These are hadith I'm sharing with you. Hadith tell us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever has come from his blessed tongue, When your eyes close, so much the human being will regret when he dies, so much he'll regret. Yaar, every day, morning and evening, Allah's zikr gathering took place and I didn't sit down. I didn't go, how khabis was shaitan cursed. He made me pray salah, then I ran off from the gathering. I read Quran and I didn't pay attention to the zikr majlis. My attention never went there. And how much of a loser I am. This is hadith. I'm telling you hadith meaning. So much will regret. After going into Jannah will regret. So much regret will the Jannati. And they will say to him, why are you regretting in Jannah? He will say, I'm looking at the rewards. Why am I regretting? I'm regretting for this reason. That if only I had set some time aside for dhikr and I'd remembered Allah every day in dhikr. Tell me, shaitan, he deceived that person? Yes. That, for example, I'm not running this dhikr gathering, you're not running this dhikr gathering, it's Allah's fadl. Allah has enabled this dhikr gathering. Whoever comes, he comes from Scotland, he can come from this town. The majlis is established. The more effort and sacrifice you make, the more Allah Ta'ala elevates that person. The more Allah Ta'ala elevates that person. Do you think you're traveling for my name, or for money, or for greed, or for dunya? Are you going to get paid when you go? Rather, you're going to spend money to come here. So why are you going there? The angel says, come here. Allah says, write his name in the biggest list of jannatis. Close to Allah, Allah has his rewards that he gives to the people in the dunya. So by giving sacrifice, doesn't mean you're giving a sacrifice, you spend money, doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. The more you make effort in the path of Allah, the more Allah will elevate your status. You're not wasting. And you're not saying, oh, I'm coming from far, there's other people from this locality sitting easily. Don't think like this, be grateful. Allah, you've invited me from far. On every footstep, the angels are recording the reward for me. Yes, you should rather think, Allah, how did I arrive here? How did I get here? Allah, your fazl, your karam, the whole world between the heavens and the earth is filled with the angels around that gathering. Then what happens? This is a beautiful portion of this hadith. The angels, they're looking at that jama'ah doing zikr. Then all the angels, their wings, they spread them out. These are the words of the hadith. Imagine their wings. Imagine, we can't think. Then they wrap that gathering, they envelop that gathering within their wings. This is me and you in our destiny. With what? Due to what? Because this is what Allah Ta'ala loves. Allah says the greatest action that Allah loves, we're doing pray, salah, keep fast, do hajj, do tabligh, read Quran, and do tafsir of Quran, read tafsir of Quran, whatever you do. But Allah says, this gathering that I love the most, definitely do this gathering, this action. Don't leave this action of dhikr. The sit happily. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't make your nafs ashamed, because you'll regret tomorrow, I tell you for sure. This is not the gathering of some individual person. This is not some peer's gathering. This is not some sheikh's gathering. This is the gathering of Allah's name. There's no title. You'll become this, you'll become that. Dhikr is taking place. You should have so much love. Dhikr, oh, mashallah, mashallah. Let's get there. Dhikrullah, I've seen such people who love dhikrullah. One brother was walking past, he said, what's happening? He says, dhikr, oh, mashallah, dhikr is taking place. Oh, quick, brothers, quick, dhikr. We'll do dhikr, then we'll leave. No problem. Even if I lose 1 hour, it doesn't make any difference. And he sat in dhikr immediately. This is called love. And he doesn't care who he knows. Hey, oh, zikr is saying, well, mashallah, let's join the gathering. Allah's becoming happy. Let's join the gathering. We'll do zikr, then we'll go about our way. This is the love we should have with Allah. The connection. Tell me, this is how much love a person has. No one invited him, nothing. Where he was traveling, going from one place to another, he had to go further somewhere. And he was traveling from London, he had to go to Scotland, he was going past this town. And he stopped for wudu, and he saw a gathering, jama'ah doing dhikr. He jumped into the gathering, said, no worry, if I'm 1 hour late, no difference, no problem here. I'm not going to leave dhikrullah. Subhanallah. So Allah's karam, great grace, mercy, He's seated us here, He's invited us here. This is the gathering of dhikr. Allah Ta'ala continue this and let this continue. Because Allah Ta'ala takes things back from ungrateful people. Don't be lazy, don't be negligent. We have nothing to our name, we can't do big actions. We can't do big actions. We are people of the dunya. We left the dunya. Don't take what I'm saying badly. I speak about myself. We are dunya dar people. We can't pray the hajjud. We can't do talawat. We can't do khatam of Quran. We can't complete the Quran. We're not such big in actions and deeds. But at least do this. Morning and evening, definitely come and sit down in dhikr gathering. Definitely. All of these things that we can't do, it will cover them. It will compensate for them. I'll continue more hadith, but time is short. So understand what I've said. It's enough. And value dhikr. I'm not inviting you to myself. I'm inviting you to Allah. I'm awaiting it. You'll come towards Allah, inshallah, and don't leave dhikr at all. And do whatever else you have to do in the world. Do your wazifa, do other actions. Whenever you hear and see there's a gathering of dhikr, assemble, immediately close your eyes. Don't look left and right. Sit in the gathering. You're not sitting for anyone else. I've told you the hadith. And you join that gathering. If dhikr is happening in the morning, then in the morning the same thing will happen. The angels will come, they'll surround the gathering, and they'll enable, they'll do dua for you. Forgive me. So in the evening, the same scene will occur. Same scene will occur. And if you don't come because you're lazy, bone idle. What a weird thing. What a weird thing. Laziness? What is laziness? What is bone idle person? Useless person. Don't you know about death? Don't you know about the hereafter? Think about it. How long does it take to die? 15, 20 minutes? 25 minutes? Is there a time appointment for death? No. And what happens? How many things we earn? How long does it take in this gathering? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? 25 minutes? But how much we earn? So have you made intention to come? Solid intention. Make a niyyah so that Allah Ta'ala will enable us to practice. Ameen. Recite the Rujri.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu wa-salamu ala sayyidina mursalin. Shafi'i al-Muzmanin. Tawawa yasin al-Habib al-Amin. Bismillah. Tu apne fazl kum se hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hamare saghir aur kabira gunahon ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, tumhari pareshani ko dur farma, musibaton ko dur farma, bimaron ko sehat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, bhatko walon ko raasta naseeb farma, be namaziyon ko namazi bana. Ya Allah, hame sunnat pe chalne wala bana, nabi ka sachcha ishq naseeb farma, aakhirat ki taiyari naseeb farma, jahannam se dur farma, jannat ke qareeb farma. Ya Allah, apni mohabbat naseeb farma, maarifat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, un logon ki mohabbat naseeb farma jo tujhse mohabbat karte hain. Ya Allah, tu aise amal ki mohabbat naseeb farma jo tere qareeb kar de mere maula. Ya Allah, tum pe fazl aur rehm farma. Are puri ummat pe rehm farma. Ya Allah, puri ummat pe rehm farma. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khair khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin. Walhamdulillah. Amin.